This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Mark Rich, the oil trader famously or infamously pardoned by Bill Clinton at the end of his presidency, died today in Switzerland, where he spent a lot of time since his days as a fugitive in the 1980s, trying to outrun charges of tax evasion and illegal trades with Iran, among other things. Craig Capitis is a correspondent for Quartz. He's also the author of a book about Mark Rich. Craig Capitis, it's good to talk to you.
Greetings from Paris.
So this crossed the wires, and to be honest, Mark Rich is someone I haven't thought about in a while. Just remind me, place him in the pantheon of history, if you would.
Rich was the first of the celebrity Wall Street rogues, and by comparison, everyone else was and currently is an amateur. He was a trader who did not deal in the extraordinary popular delusions and madnesses you now see on Wall Street. He actually bought and sold the Earth's crust. Everything in your iPhone, in your computer, in your light bulb, Rich was involved in buying, selling, and delivering. He invented the spot oil market, and he's the only individual in history to have ever successfully manipulated OPEC, the oil companies, and ultimately the price of gasoline in the United States as well as the United States government.
And by doing this, Craig, he became fabulously wealthy.
Galactically wealthy, but perhaps more important to Mark was he was galactically powerful. He was a fabulously powerful and seminal character in the history of global business.
He did business with some shady governments as well. I remember Iran and apartheid South Africa, Cuba, Libya, the list goes on.
Yeah, he was actually charged with tax evasion, trading with the enemy, oil price fixing. And if the federal prosecutors had caught him at the time, they were ready to slap him with charges of treason that would make the kerfuffle over Edward Snowden look like a spat between two gerbils. But perhaps more important, he was also filtering vital information on Russia, Africa, the Arab world, Iran, and other areas to the CIA, and had direct access and a line to the highest levels of the U.S. State Department. There were a number of Justice Department attempts to nab Mark Rich, yet every time they came close, Rich somehow found out and managed to get away.
So January 20th, 2001, a big day here in the life of Mark Rich. Bill Clinton is getting ready to leave the White House, and he pardons the man. After that pardon was granted, did Mark Rich come back to the U.S.? He lived most of his life in Europe. Did he make a trip back to the U.S.?
No, he never did. He never went back to the United States. He spent his final years working with Glencore, which was the company that he started in the United States when
the big commodities giant
when he first got in trouble with the feds. He tried to create another company to hide his assets and his trades, and that didn't work. And he sold Glencore, many years later. But the DNA of Glencore is still very Mark Rich.
Quartz's Craig Capitis wrote Metal Men, How Mark Rich Defrauded the Country, Evaded the Law, and Became the World's Most Sought-After Corporate Criminal. Great to talk to you, Craig.
Thank you.